You have Senator Bernie Sanders trouncing Hillary Clinton, 60-38. He swept in every category, young people, independents, women. The only two categories he didn't sweep in were senior citizens and families that made more than $200,000 per year. Arnie Arneson, the significance of this Sanders victory.
First of all, let's also remember that every newspaper in the state, basically a major newspaper, endorsed Hillary Clinton. Every major elected official endorsed Hillary Clinton. This is an earth-shaking moment. It basically sends the message that the establishment is out of touch, that the leaders are out of touch, that there is a sense of frustration, that people feel not only that they're not being heard, Amy, but that the idea of incremental change doesn't fix it anymore. And Bernie's message of campaign finance reform is not actually the term campaign finance reform. You know what it is? It's code for Wall Street. That is the most important thing you need to know. That's what that's about. Since the economic meltdown of 2008, Americans are angry. Both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders tapped into that anger. And not only did they tap into the anger, but they realized who got bailed out? They did. Who is still running in place? They are. What's happening with trade deals? Our jobs are going overseas. It was an amazing turnout, especially in places like the North Country of New Hampshire, which are white, unemployed for the most part, or underemployed workers that Hillary Clinton used to get. That was a place that was a very safe place, in fact, for Republicans and conservatives. You saw enormous voter turnout in those places with working people saying no. Establishment, you haven't heard us. No. Party structures, you haven't heard us. We are ready for the change that Bernie was talking about. And I just think it not only did it resonate, but it had to terrify the Democratic National Committee. They are out of touch, as well as their chosen leaders.